الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk, just a reminder that Durood Sharif, Salawat, and especially on Friday, is very, very meritorious. It is narrated in a Hadith Sharif that a person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif, which is not even 2 minutes, if a person reads Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comfortably, not fast, and in 2 minutes he can read it 100 times. And one day, 24 hours, has got 1,440 minutes. So if you just take out 2 minutes, you still have 1,388 minutes for yourself. You just take out two minutes to read Durood Sharif. And we can get that great fazilat that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atu minan nar, Bara'atu minan nifaq. Aw kama qal alayhi salatu wassalam, the mafhum. So just to take out 2 minutes and to read Durood Sharif. It is narrated that the woman of Syria, in those past days, the glorious days when Islam was so strong there, they should take their children to the mashayikh for du'as. And amongst the du'as, etc., they should tell them that when you start cooking, first read Durood Sharif 100 times, blow into the pot, and then do the cooking. So the main ingredients was Durood Sharif. And they said that with the barakat of that, children that will be born will be atqiya, asfiya, awliya, great, great children will be born. So Durood Sharif has got a great amount of fazilat. It is also narrated that on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will see that he is a totally lost case, his pain of evil deeds are so heavy, and his pain of good deeds are like there is nothing there, and he realized that he's doomed now to go to the fire of Jahannam, suddenly he will see a very handsome person who will put a small piece of paper into the pen of the right hand side, which will make it go so much heavier that heavy pen of the left will go right up and this pen will go right down. He will be so overjoyed that my work is done, I'm saved from Jahannam. And he'll ask, may my parents be sacrificed on you, who are you? And what have you put in the pen of my scale? He'll say, I am your Nabi. And this is that one durood that you read on me, today I paid you back your Durood Sharif. So, and there are many other virtues also, genuine. The kitabs are full. Every hadith kitab has got a chapter on the fadail and the virtues of Durood Sharif. So we should try and read Durood Sharif as much as possible. And on a Jummah, if we can read it 300 or make it 313 times, it will be even more virtuous. So as much as we can, we should try and read Durood Sharif. Many people ask also that while walking around, etc., driving, can we read Durood Sharif? Yes, we can. We must read. But take out some time that you sit with adab and respect and you read your Durood Sharif. Then more than that, don't read all your Durood Sharif just while walking around, etc. But take out some time that you sit with adab and respect and read Durood Sharif. And besides that, keep your tongue moist with the recitation of the dhikr of Allah, Durood Sharif, third kalima, tawbah, istighfar, the first kalima, praises of Allah, tabarukat ta'ala, baqiyatu salihat, which are the Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wallahu Akbar. And in the tafsir, it is much more broader what Baqiyatu Salihat are. But in any way, these words are such that when a person recites them, they are taken to the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala immediately. And they make kasht, they make tawaf around the Arsh of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And in there, they praise the person who has read these words. So your praises are being made by the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala, by the Malaika, by us simply reading these Mubarak words. One particular formula that has come in the hadith is starting with Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wa Tabarakallah. When reading these words in this way, then as the farishta is going outward, this upward, this great treasures of yours, whoever he made, the malaika, they are also astounded at this person. And they also give great du'as for this person. So Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi, has got great, great merits. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. And Durood Tunjina, for example, as we are going, might as well mention, many people and presently our present conditions also in this country, throughout the world, the Muslim world especially, we are in a turmoil. So what is very effective, your personal also, you have problems, illnesses, some other problems, is Surah Fatiha and Ayatul Kursi and Durood Tunjina. These three things have great effect. There are many other formulas also, many other great, great Mubarak words. But the matter, effect of the matter is, it's not knowing it, but it is to do it, to read it. Islam is not to know Islam and to think that I'm a Muslim, but it is that the practice must be in our lives. That is what is Islam. And that also is still not complete until we don't pass it on to the neck, to other people, especially our own generation, our own children, and then all the people presently living in the world. And the one good formula for that is Allah Ta'ala has given us this great work of da'wat and tabligh, by which easily we can reach out to so many people. And it isn't something that we have to sit and make mashura about, that we have to think of some organization. It's all ready, and it is from our great, great, great buzurgs, and from the ishara of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the results are open in front of our eyes, so how much we can. Then, of course, we have all the systems of the madaris also, and that also is from our akabir and our aslaf. And if we do it properly, Allah give us all tawfiq, it has got very far-reaching effects. Then there is the work of khanqa. If that also is done properly, it's not what is called khamakha, just the outside show of everything, but the reality of it. And then that also will take people, and lot of other good work which is taking place. Allah Ta'ala, all the formulas are there. It is to bring it and bring it into our lives. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So then a reminder, which is very important, is that we are now in the month of Muharram. Today is the 3rd of Muharram. So this is the last month of Ashur-e-Hurum, which come in this sequence year. With Zulqa'dah passing already, Zulhijjah is over, now is Muharram. And after Muharram will be the month of Safar. And then the month of Rajab, which is the next month of Ashur-e-Hurum, will be after 5 months. So they try and do the best way that we can in this month. And one of the greatest ibadat is to give up all sin, all disobedience of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That is a very great ibadat. And in the ayat, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, you remember me, I am remembering you, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, it is mahal, impossible, that Allah will forget any of His creation at any time. Allah remembers all His creation in all conditions. If we remember Allah Ta'ala with positive ibadat, like now we are gathered for Jumu'ah, we are Hajj, Umrah, Jihad, Khuruj fi Sabilillah, Tilawati Quran, Zikrullah, lot of ibadat positive, then Allah remembers us also favorably. Then there is a ibadat that we do which is called manfi ibadat, the negative ibadat. And what is that? That is, we go against our nafs, desires of gunas, which are also almost all the time there. And a person fights them, doesn't commit those gunas, then that reward is even more greater. Like, for example, a person is at the airport or in some shopping center, and where today, unfortunately, how women are dressed, non-Muslim women, even our Muslim woman, and the environment which is there, man, woman, mixing freely, talking freely with one another, perhaps music also playing in the background, all the wrong things, to avoid all that. Where a person has to go, he's present, but he's not present there. And in fact, this is a subject matter of one hadith, that wherever any good takes place, and you may be far from that good, or it may be well past in the history, but you are happy with that good ibadat and good things that were taking place, you will be counted from amongst them, though you are not present there. And anything wrong happening anywhere now presently, like the World Cup, for example, or many other places, how many wrong things, and you are part of it. You're taking interest in it. You want to be there. Though you are not there, you will be counted from those who are amongst there. So therefore, like if we have to go to airports, we have to go to shopping centers, we have to go to banks, whatever necessities there might be, and a person has to go, but he's there, but he's not there. He just goes for his work, and he sort of cuts himself out of everything. Like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, passing in the shopping places, and there was music playing. So he put his fingers in his ears. And when he walked a distance, he asked his khadim, who was with him, that now is the sound coming or not. So he was present there, but he was not present. He didn't take part in that. So even if we have to look with our eyes, but we don't allow anything to register within our capacity as much as we can, we don't take the enjoyment of looking at all wrong things. We don't take the enjoyment of the music. In fact, we are opposed to it. Then we will be absolved from that. So Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq, inshallah. So anyway, so these 10 days, the month of Muharram, it is narrated that every day's roza of the month of Muharram is equal to 1 month's rozas. So any person who keeps one roza, fast, if saum, is like he has kept fast for 30 days. And if Allah gives us tawfiq, fortunate are those people who keep the 30 rozas, 29, 30. It is like for 900 days they kept roza. So much we can gain. And one roza's value is so great by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then of particular value is the roza of the 10th of Muharram, which will be this year, inshallah, next Friday, Jumu'ah, will be the 10th of Muharram. A person who keeps that roza, then he, together with all the other virtues, his sins, minor sins of one past year, are all forgiven. So there are great virtues for that. And an important point that we should try and understand and learn from this is, how did that roza come into our into our deen. And that was when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had come to Medina Sharif, he found that the Jews of Medina Sharif were fasting on this day, the 10th of Muharram. And he asked them the reason for it. And they said this was the day that Allah Ta'ala had given us freedom from the tortures and the torments of Fir'aun and his people. Allah gave freedom to Bani Israel. So in shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we are keeping this roza. Here is an important point to learn also, to make shukr. Normally it is our system that if we make verbal shukr, which is required and which we should do. Or we celebrate it. Like for example, a child is born to a person, then we have, the Sharia sanctions it, walima. That is also to express our happiness. And many other benefits in the aqiqah at least. And many other benefits that are associated with it. A person gets married, which is also a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala, and a happy occasion. So Shariat has not only sanctioned, ordered walima to be made. So by celebrating also, we express our shukr. And here we learn that by fasting also, not only feasting, but fasting also, we express our shukr. And that also we should try and bring into our lives. For example, a person passes his imtihanat. He qualifies he becomes a hafiz, alim, whatever. Then it will be also very good where we perhaps have a da'wat or something, but keep a roza also. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he gained his citizenship of Saudi, and it was really not to be a citizen of Saudi, but to be a citizen of Medina Sharif. And that also Allah gave Hazrat a place right close, which today is part of, with the extension of the Haram, it is now in the Haram, where Hazrat had a place to stay very near to the Rawza-i-Mubarak of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu. So in shukr, Hazrat went for 40 days in Jamaat and kept Rozas all the 40 days also. So Allah give us tawfiq, whenever some occasion of happiness come, where feasting is on its place, let us do some fasting also. So, and then again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, though it was a dini and religious matter, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that we should fast the 9th and 10th or the 10th and 11th to show our difference from the Ahle Kitab, from the Bani Israel, the Jews. So we should not imitate them, but we should oppose their ways. When even in dini matters we are commanded to oppose their ways, khaliful yahud wa nasara, we must go opposite to their ways. Then how much in dunya's matters mustn't we oppose their ways? But very sadly, commonly, we are die hearts of their ways. We read in our salat how many a person will perhaps have a t-shirt, jeans on, no topi, and is making salat. There are many people, they are making their salat. And in their namaz, they are reading, Ihdina siratan mustaqim. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. And that is, Alladhina an'amta alayhim, minan nabiyyin, was siddiqin, was shuhada, was salihin. That is that path. And then again, he reads, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. That not the way of the Jews and the Christians. That is basically what it is. But if you see his appearance, it's all of the Jews and Christians, their lifestyle, their way of dressing. So we should be very, very careful. And then again, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was informed of this in Medina Sharif. That was after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif. And there are very many lessons and the histories also which should be dear to our hearts. All the hijrat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, an important point is that he said that on one occasion when they were returning from a jihad expedition. رَجَعْنَا مِنَ الْجِهَادِ الْأَصْغَرِ إِلَى جِهَادِ الْأَكْبَرِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. That we have returned from a small jihad to a big jihad. And that is jihad of the nafs, to go against our nafs. Our nafs is ammara bisu. It always commands us with evil. So we have to go against our nafs. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that your iman is not perfect and complete until you don't love me more than what you love yourself. That is your own desires, your own wishes, everything. By the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sohbat. And from there we can understand the great value of the company of the truly righteous and pious people. Allah bless Sayyidina Umar with that. And he said, now I love you more than what I love myself. And we find with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, for example, one Sahabi, when they were going to execute him, the kuffar, the enemies, and they told him, perhaps you would wish that you would be comfortably with your family now, and that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was in your place here and he was being executed. He said, by Allah, I don't even wish that one thorn must prick my Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. They were amazed at the amount of love. When a person is going to be dying, he's going to be executed, but he gives preference to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many other instances like that also. So Allah Ta'ala give us. So today, as Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ. No musibat. مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ is nakira. Any difficulty, hardship that comes to you. مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. It's what you have brought on yourself. And in the reality of the matter is, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah forgives in huge amount. If Allah has to take us to task for every wrong of ours, we won't even exist for a second. But Allah forgives, and when Allah says, Allah forgives in abundance, we can't imagine. So what we have to do now with the situation in our country, in the world, what the Muslims are going, introspection. Look at our own condition, what it is. And just before that, just little bit, that we find that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was forced out of Makkah Sharif. He didn't want to leave Makkah Sharif. But eventually he had to leave for the sake of deen. He made the hijrat. And then when he made hijrat, and then all the people started coming to Medina Sharif. And all were foreigners, people. Suhaib came from Rome. Salman came from Persia. Bilal came from Abyssinia, from different continents. Many, many came from Makkah Sharif. They were outsiders. Many came from different other places. And they were all there. And here in Medina Sharif were the Aus and the Khazraj, the two tribes of the Ansar, who were also idol worshippers before, but they accepted Islam. And they were enemies of one another. And they always were fighting with one another. But by the barakat of Islam, they also became united. So unity is on the deen of Allah, on truth, not on falsehood, not on any other ideology of family ties, of language ties, of the country of origin of a person, but just on the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum reached that stage. The especially the Ansar of Medina, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They gave preference to the Muslims who were coming from outside. over themselves, so much so that they would put the little lantern off and let the visitor eat his full. So much so, if a person had two wives, for example, he said, you choose one, I will divorce her. And after the iddat, you can marry her. What was all this? All on the basis. So Islam has to be there. Then we won't have this, what we're having, or what is spread. When the Muslims went to the Far East, and they spread Islam there. And then when the local people, business people, they complained to the government of the time that these foreigners have come here and they have got the monopoly of the business. And we, the local people are not supporting us. So when they wanted to get rid of these foreigners, the other foreigners, the consumer section, the consumers, they said that first you get rid of us, then you get rid of them. Because these people were doing business not for profit, but they were doing business as a service to mankind. And we find that many of our people also who had come to this country, they went to, like in the jungles, so now those towns have become big towns and big cities. But at that time it was just a small little farm shop. But the basic thing there was to serve the needs of the community. And they should look after them in many ways, gave them loans also, and in many other things. One particular person from his town, he should come to the big town on a Juma, Friday, for Juma namaz. And when he used to come, then he had a whole list of many people in his area, what work they wanted to have done in town. He should do all their work first before his work. Many times his own work should get left out. And all these other people who were mostly non-Muslims, or perhaps all were non-Muslims, but he did their work first before he did his work also. So if we have that, then these same local people, they will die to have us here. Not that they will want us to be out. So we have to have Islam. So all we have to see that comes into us. Then also we have to do introspection, how much of gunas we are involved today, open gunas. Generally today, the intermingling of sexes, music that is everywhere, photography, it's so easy on the smartphone now to take a photo, to make a video, all these things. The paddle tennis is a craze that has overtaken the people. Many, many, many other things. So we have to make tawbah. And if we turn to Allah Ta'ala, so that is our solution. And then part of Islam is also, we see to our defense what we have to do in a practical way, whatever is required. And with the consensus of the ulama, or of the learned people, we have to work. But the main asbab are these spiritual things. Giving up of all sins, making the masjids abad, turning to Allah Ta'ala, giving sadaqah, making namazes, keeping rozas, whatever, tilawat of Quran Sharif, and all good work what takes place. It is narrated that when Allah's azab goes to a town, and little children are busy learning, reading Quran Sharif, Allah raises that azab. So these are all the main things that we have to do. And what is within our means, we should try and engage. So in these days, it shouldn't be that we panic or wonder what our solution is. The solution is clear. Ruju, fafirru ila Allah. Run towards Allah Ta'ala. Not just turn back towards Allah, but run towards Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the great virtues of this month of Muharram. And Allah Ta'ala, let us understand the basis of unity and coming together. And Allah Ta'ala, let us correct our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.